Rishus Avi Mori. Yesterday we saw the sugya of Kli Shel Melachta L'Isser. Went through four parts: Kli, Melachta, L'Isser, and L'Tzarich. And today we focus on the definition of L'Gufoi, the idea of Mekoymoi, and the idea of Mechama L'Tzel. So first, the idea of Tzarich Gufoi. Gufoi of what? It means his guf? Or does it mean its guf? What's it going back on? What's a taich word? The guf of the person or the guf of the kli? Posh a taich. So there's a medrash, Seichel Toiv, in Shmoyis Parak Tazayin. He writes that going back on the tzarech gufo shel odom, the person's tzarech, the advaz and tshuva goes this way, the chashulchan and tzifir beiz, he says, the tzarech mekoymi means shel a kli, the tzarech gufo, he says, shel odom. Tzarech gufo means the person's tzarech. Atzad Hashem, you read Rashi and Daf Kuf Chav Beis, and Daf Kuf Chav Gimel, Omer Alef, Enon Omer Beis. Rashi says the total of Gufo Shel HaKli. The Guf, the pronoun going back to the noun is not the person, the noun is going back on the case over here, the Kli, the Chayodom, the Graz, the Kitzer, the Shibur, the Kotten Dalad, when it says the definition is, it's a Guf HaDover, going back in the situation of the Kli. We'll get to Nafkamina later on. What happens is something that is served the person, but it's not mitzad using the kli over here. They were saying the loch has to be tzorech gufoi. Because you want to use it. You have a hammer, you want to crack nuts, that's the tzorech gufoi. Let's say I have a hammer and I just want to play with it. Pitch it, sitting on the table. I'm a little bit OCD over here and I want to play with things. So I want to play, move things back and forth. Is that nichol to get a tzorech? So we'll see over here, or ADD, either one you want, any letter of the alphabet, whatever ones you want to call it. So you want to move things around. So we'll get to Halacha and Sefer Dalet, the Kli Shel Melachta Heter on Sunday. We'll see, even by Kli Shel Melachta Heter, we'll have the same question, can you move it, B'li Tzarech Klal? It's playing with something called Nechol Negedah B'Tzarech. And Be'ik, we'll see over there, you'll need a case of a Tzarech Toiv, a good Tzarech. And therefore, it's time to play with things, time when you're spacing out or talking to somebody, to play with things, not nichol negedah b'tzarech. I mean, you're talking to a person, you want to play with the pen, that's not nichol negedah b'tzarech. Now, tzarech gufoi, let's say you want to make somebody, give them a tono, a present that makes them happy. You want to send a leich to your kala. To calm your yetzer, but again, we'll get to more heter, how to define it. It might be the Yetzer Hara speaking, according to the Rambam, right? And it's the Yetzer Hara and it's Kila over the Avodah Zarah. So we try to stay away from the Avodah Zarah. Again, we have iPhones, I know. No, Chas V'Shalom. Now, can you send a matono that's a Kli Shel Melachta L'Isser? For example, you want to give a person a phone on Shabbos. Geschmack, sticky. No, it's nothing to get it. Tzarech gufoi. It's making a person freilich, happy. Gets a very kosher phone over here. Of course, kosher phone. That's not the shaila. 500 shekels, whatever, level 3, whatever it is over here. So the Kivagin Simon Shinvav, he discusses case, discussing Nachos and Darshans. You want to send over Neris Kesev. He wants a taina since it's nichol making it geschmack, simcho, that is tzarech gufoi over here. Davitzina brings down Lech Lamaisa, Shmir Shabbos, or for Shabbos. And technically, it sounds like you give a phone to a person on Shabbos, that's the Tzarech Gufoi. I wouldn't advise it, though, with Tmul Rabim, you make probably more of a rash over here and problems over here. But Lamaisa, technically, it sounds like Tzarech Gufoi is even the concept you said over here, of making someone happy. That's also the Tzarech Gufoi. Taking the chayfet, they're very happy receiving a present over here.
It's called the Tzarech Shabbos.
What?
It's about Tzarech Shabbos.
It makes a person happy on Shabbos.
Well, what's he going to do with it?
He has nothing to do with it. But the Tzarech Gufoi, no, he has it. He has, come on, move it. What's hand, put it wherever you want. It's Freilich. What? It's the person in the Kli, yeah. There's a use, a Geschmacker. Now, let's say you see a hammer on the floor, you know somebody else's, and you have a mitzvah of Shabbos Avedo. Do you have a heter to pick up a Kli? It's a secret of Shabbos Avedo. So, Mokum Mitzvah. So, come on, my friend, and say it's not really our sugya, the sugya of Shabbos Avedo. There's a klal over there, whatever you have a mitzvah or chiyum inside yourself to go pick up, you will pick up. Then you have right to for your friend. But let's say something you would not pick up for yourself. The law is you would not have to pick up for your friend. The example is, Zakim Ein Lefi Kvaydai. Someone sees a shekel on the floor, he's very chosh, he won't bend down to pick it up. Mitzad the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda, he also doesn't have to bend down and pick it up from the floor. Therefore, if it is his own hammer over here, that wants to say Mecham Letzel, he has no heter to take it. You want to say this to your friend, instead of Shlomo Zalman, you have no heter. Your friend is not better than you. Whatever your halacha is, your friend's halacha is. And therefore, Mitzad the sukkah of Shavas Aveda, there is no chiv over here. It's served up by what? It's served up by a heter, it's served up by a hisser. So the person can say there is no chiva shavas aveda. Now they discuss, we're saying mishdamsh the kli. Let's say you're using the kli, but not to use it. To use it to use something else. Be a dover. Usually you're taking a hammer to bang a nail. So come to use the hammer itself. But let's say, for example, you have a nair in the room, and you want to cover this nair over here because you want to have tashmish. So you want to take a kli shemlach le'isser and cover the nair. So you're taking this kli isser to cover something else. Now I can use the room. Is that tzarech gufo? Am I using the kli? No, that's not using the kli. I'm using the room over here. So the sefer Yam Yisoscher has askoma from the Shakas Aryeh. He says, but you're using this kli, the tzarech gufo. To use this tamsh of the room, that's called using it. That is a het over here. The person can use a kli. It's called tzarech gufo. He got the kli shemach isser, not to use the kli, to use something else over here. The main shiloh Ilum discusses, when you have a kli shemach l'isser, and you have a kli heter in front of you, do you have a right to use kli shemach l'isser? That means if the halacha speaks out, a person has a nutcracker, he starts with saying he starts clearing his looks and not, and the day all nutcrackers and ma'isa are kli shemach l'heter. You have a hammer in front of you and a nutcracker in front of you, and you want to crack nuts. You have a choice. I'm going to use a hammer. Fun. I can use a nutcracker. That's what my father tells me to go do. Fine, so Maiso, I have both in front of me, do I have a right to go use the hammer? But no, once I have a Kli Heter, I have to use the Kli Heter over the Kli Yisr. Says the Mishabu, it's a cutting and base. The whole Heter of Kli Shemlach L'Isr Tzarek Gufoi is only when there is no Kli Heter around. Says Reb Elozer Meir Horowitz in the back of the Gemara, Boston the Sugan Dat Kuch of Dalit. He says that same exact story. The whole Tzarek Gufoi is only when you have no Kli Heter around. Therefore, the Pesach Eilam, the Talmud Shmuel, the Shmir Shabbos, Vosner, Chodashani, or Chodshabbos, and numerous places come along and say, they say, like the Mishnah Berurah, there is no heter to use a kli isser, tzarech gufoi, only when there is no kli heter around. They discuss how far to take this concept. Do you have to set up even before Shabbos to make sure you have a kli heter around? Maybe the chiv is dafkun both in front of you. You have to set up before Shabbos. Now, where is the Makor they're coming from? Where's the ideas, the Gemara says Tzarku, but my says water. Where's the Makor? Says the Mishnah Berurah and the Sha'atin, Sepkot and Gimel. The Makor is the Gemara and Daf Kuf Chav Gimel and Beis, Kuf Chav Dalet, the Sugya of Makleis. That means when Pesach comes out on Motzei Shabbos, so Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. The standard case of Makor in Pesach is that when you do the Shechito, then you have to be mafshit, you have to skin it. So what they do when Pesach came out during the week, and our Pesach was during the week, they would have one person stand opposite the other person, they put makle sticks one to another, they hang the animal from the sticks, then they would skin it. Come along, when our Pesach chal b'Shabbos, they would not put the sticks, one person would put his hand on his friend, and on the friend, they would hang the animal from their arms, which is not too comfortable, and then they'll come along and they have to skin it. So he says, we see over here, says the Mishnah Berurah, that one of Makleis says, Rashi, the Kli Shemlach Leheter. Kli Heter. You have a choice to use a Kli Heter or your hands. Says the Gemara, since the Efshir, to use your hands, it's better to use your hands over Makleis, over Kli Heter. Kolshkein, when you have Kli Shemlach Leheter versus the Kli Heter, of course use a Kli Heter over Kli Shemlach Leheter. Before Gemara by Makleis, says the Mishnah Berurah, you have a choice of Kli Yisr over Kli Heter. Avad, you have to use the Kli Heter first. Rav Elazar Meir Horowitz, the Gemara, he brings another ayah, the case of Konim, Balech Maponim. The Gemara says, Bahai Portaloy Ma'ofish, same aside. The fact that you're not going to lose, come on out of it, they will come along. We say, we have a deal over here, they have to use the Kli Heter over the Kli Yisr. A cute raya from Rashi, they bring down on the Mishnah, Nafkuch HaBez HaBez. The Mishnah discusses to use a sack and a machat, a needle, to open up the door. Says Rashi, why using this to open up the door? She'oved mafteichai, because you lost the key. Rashi has to go tell us a story because you lost the key. That's why using a machet to open up the door? Yeah. Because if you had the key, you have no right. If you had a key, you have no right to go use a machet. Go use a klishe makleheter. Elmai says, Rashi, when he lost the key, oh, then you have a right to go use a machet. Shina dig from Rashi. Now the shell is, when you read the Gemara by the case of makles, the Mishibu Israel, who's speaking over there? It's a blazer. Do the Chachamim disagree with Rebbe Elazar? So says the Keren Oiro, the fact that Gemara by us says to Eshek Rebbe Elazar, the Chor the Chachamim agreed to Rebbe Elazar. However, you take out the Rambam and Hilchos Korban Pesach, he writes over there in Perek Aleph, the loch is even when it's Chal on Mutz Shabbos Pesach and Erev Pesach Chal B'Shabbos, you can still use Makleis, like the Chachamim. That means the Chachamim disagree with Rebbe Elazar. The Miri says, and that by us in the Sugyo, the Chum disagree. So with the Chur, the Avakasha, Vek the Shmir Shabbat Kuchosai, Vek the Hilchot Shabbat B'Shamis, Mishmu says that being a right from Belozer. But we don't pass like a Belozer. The Chum disagree, we pass like the Chachamim. One of what's happening, that the right from Belozer, the Chur go like the Chachamim. One question. A second question, the fact of Chaim, no, is the right from the Mishmu is the case of a Kli Heter with no Kli? He says, Koshka in the case of a Kli Isser versus a Kli Heter. Yesh l'chalik. By the case of a Kli Heter, can you move without any reason? We'll get again to the Loch and Zivdalad. You cannot move B'li Tzor Klal. So, Moin Am does not seem to know this, but you cannot move B'li Tzor Klal. So, if you have a choice of no Kli versus Kli Heter, fine. Use no Kli, use your hands. But once the case is a Kli Isser versus a Kli Heter, both of them are Be'etzem Osir. You have to come onto a tzarech, different levels of a tzarech. So echnami, once you have to come onto a tzarech, we have to pick one. Echnami, let's use a kli yisr, because that's what's in front of me. That means you want to say the mishmuz kolshkin is not a fear of kolshkin. This kolshkin is when you have nothing versus kli yeter. Well, kli yeter, you have to come onto a tzarech. No, so use nothing. But once both them, kli yisr and kli yeter, are both xeris total, are both mukso. So once I'm using them, I have a right to go use it. Let me use the Kli Yisr. I want to go use the hammer over here. And then for this reason, said Chaim, no, he wants to argue on the Raya. It says the person has a right to use a Kli Yisr even though he has a Kli Heter. And our place can disagree with the Chofetz Chaim. The Debatin has a tshuva about it. Evan Yisrael, Dayan Fisher, Yabia Oimer, the Ar Yitzchak, the Gala Seifa, Lochel Maestro, they want to argue. The Be'er Moshe has a cute lashon in his tshuva. But Machmer, Yochel Achmer, Ve'imez Nichem Oisai. Those who go like the Mishnah Berurah don't yell at them. That what to be serving on the Mishnah Berurah? But otherwise, Be'etzem, Maisa should be Mutter over here. Maisa Moshe will go like the Mishnah Berurah and say, if you have a choice of a Kli Yisr versus a Kli Heter, the loch is a person has to use the Kli Heter over here. On the sound of the Mishnah Berurah, how far do you take the Mishnah Berurah? I mean, the case I said, we have a case in front of you, a hammer and a nutcracker. I'm about to call the Mishnah Berurah, you go take the nutcracker. Let's say the nutcracker is 5 flights down. The nutcracker is 5 buildings over. A case of a tircha merubah. Then still do you say this halacha? You have to use a nutcracker over a case of a hammer? No, whoa. Me go walk 5 buildings over, or walk a mile, that's a tircha merubah. That might have a hammer in front of me. Let me use the hammer right now. Says the B'chaim, no, let's analyze it. B'chaim no says, I disagree with you, the Mishnah Berurah. But what's your akimta? What's your right from the case of makleis? I assume hanging an animal from your arms is a tircha merubah. Try it. Not too comfortable. Tircha merubah. And still says the Mishnah Berurah from that sugya over there, the halacha is use your hands over the case of makleis. Says the B'chaim no, from the Mishnah Berurah's akimta, even a tircha merubah, you can go get a nutcracker from a very far place, the chuyat matriyat, go get it from a very far place. Says the Sham Yenison, wonderful savior, 4 volumes of Muksa. He says the Yisra Rebbe this way, and he said about the Tirch Merubah. And he says the Chen Das Kama Moira, about even the case of a Tirch Merubah. Asad Hasheni, Rav Moshe the Tshuva, and Rav Chaim Chalkei, they asked him this question, Rav Badner. He says a person not matriach a lot for something, only if it's very close by, you have to go get it. And what defines close by, you could start clearing. But certainly the table in front of you, maybe even the next room, maybe not the next room, start clearing. That means the Tetulei Shabbos says that the next room, according to Moshe, is Maisa the Mutter. So in front of you, yeah. Next room, that's really, I think a lot of us get up. That's why people don't do mamachoyim. It's like in the next room to wash hands, the sink. That's a terechah, right? So people call it a terechah for some odd reason. You just don't know why. So there's a tula Shabbos. Ramosh says, in the next room, no. In fact, the Shalmi Anderson, let's analyze it. Makla is saying, animals from your hands, you got to go do that. But go to the next room, that's too much already. How in the world can tell me that Makla is you have to hang animals from your hand, that mice you have to, but yet going to the next room with Terechulav, that mice, a person has the right to be makel over here, and say, go use the case of a hammer over the case of a nutcracker?
All he has to do is lift his hands. So it's heavy, but he only has to actually...
You're saying weighing an animal from your hand is not Terechulav? Okay, it's hard to relate. Maybe you know animals better than I do. I only have a turtle in my house. That's all I know. I don't know.
Motion to be differentiating between having to actually travel and do something for it versus just something that gets hard.
Again, the word of a Moshe. He says, in this of a kir, mocha and bleat are a crowd, then he goes, shamash, otherwise not. And then it's a terecha. Now, maybe to answer, it really depends on the other question we asked beforehand. Before you have to ask a question, the Chum Maisa argue. Why in the world are we going like a blazer if the Chum disagree? Before the different ways to answer, that maybe it will address this problem over here. One is, the Mi'uri says, the Chum argue, why are they arguing for? What's the machlekes over here? What are they disagreeing about? So the Mi'uri says, you know why? Because you have a Kli Hefter. Why use your hands for? That's mamash why the Chum disagree. Says the Rebbe Moshe, that's why you disagree, we go like a Chum. And therefore, that's right against the Mishnah Berurah. We use black and white. This says you say it over here. It's use your Kli Hefter over your hands. And if it's a pillow, why not go into the Mi'uri? That's one malach. The Rambam says a different reason. Rambam Pesh Mishnayis says the reason why the Chum disagree because the Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. That means Be'etzem, if you understand it, Reb Lozer either holds Yesh Shvus or maybe it's not Nechel Gedev Shvus. But he comes along with Machlik, Chum disagree, Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. It comes out, really, the Chum agreed to Reb Lozer, except not in this case, because the case of a Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, the Chum is Chaim is derived from Reb Lozer. In the Beis HaMikdash, he'll disagree the Chum. Masha Enkin, outside the Beis HaMikdash, Chum agree. If you go this way, it'll come out that Chum agree, even in the case of Terech Murba, even hanging your arms, from your arms, the animal, should be again a Kasha against Reb Moshe. Why in the world only be Terech Aksas, not in the case of Terech Murba? A third way of saying it over, putting in the idea that Rambam and the Mi'uri together, is a Chassam Sofer, but also Daf Kuchov Dalet, he brings down a Pidah Tosfos Yontif, everyone agrees, Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. Everyone agrees. Except his words are, the Chum holds is not possible to be Yodoy. And the Veloza holds, it is possible to be Yodoy. What does that mean? The argument is, it sounds like what they're arguing in, is Tircha Muba Nichol Negedev Efsher. That's mamish the question. The Chum is saying is Nichol in the Efsher. They were Ein Shvus B'Mikdash.
It says even
though
those
who are
here, they were
guys. Okay, we'll see those afterwards. Over here, everyone agrees, clue, I'm saying, all the time, sorry, but I'll see those afterwards. It says Ein Shvus, except, and therefore, except, there's no Shvus when you have another option. But since it's Esher, that will come up to be Machm over here. It comes out, according to Chassam Sofer, how he's saying it over, the whole machlok is Efshir, Efshir. But with Efshir, the Nevada person should again be Machmer. But maybe, to say a fourth malach, to answer the two questions together, that's him, why make machlok so far between the Chum and the Velozer? Maybe the whole machlok is only by case of Tircha Muruba. By Tircha, that something's not come out of Tircha, it's in front of you, both of them. About to decide, the Chum agreed to Reb Elazar. You have two things in front of you. Go use a case of a hammer over a nutcracker. About to use a nutcracker. That's bullshit. A Tircha Merubah, that's a machlekes. So Mishmur is being arrived from Reb Elazar to the machlekes of the Klolius to take in the case of a Tircha Merubah. And Chnami, that will go like a Chum. That means you take the two questions, you put them against each other. Number one is, let's take the halacha. Why is it by Tircha Merubah? Why is it not by Tircha Merubah? Number one. And number two, why would not go like a Chum? We'll answer the Chum is only by Terechum Rubo. But not to make such a far machloikis, the Chum agreed to the case when there is no Terechum.
So we're being machmer by the Rebbe
We're explaining. We are making not such a form of in Klai. So we're trying to make shalom over here and point out look, the whole time machlokes only case of tirchu muvo. Hashem is not a tirchu. That's pshat na moisha. When numas pashtu go like a moisha, that person has a right over here to be only be machmer by the case of ones in front of you. But tirchu muvo, a person can be mekel. That's when the chum will disagree with the blazer. Now this idea of tirchu muvo. What about Iskin from Shchenim, on the Tzad to be Machmer, or the Tzad to be Megal, is that nichl together of not being a Terechol? So Moshe is very clear, he says, you not to matriach to go to another room, you have to go ask neighbors. But so, whatever, he says you have to matriach to go to another room, you have to matriach to go down 5 flights. But the Terechol is put upon me. I have no din to matriach my neighbor, to bother him. David wants to know the whole Terechol is on me, but matriach my neighbor, that's not nichl in the din over here, and therefore you did not have to go borrow a nutcracker. I mean, you know he has a nutcracker, that not. You have a nutcracker. 5 buildings over, you have to go get it. But to borrow from somebody, he says, that's nothing together, that's no chiv put upon them, and therefore then you'll have a right to go use a hammer. That's Tzarech Gufoy. Next thing is Tzarech Mekoymoy. Now what to find Tzarech Mekoymoy? So one simple example is, you have a hammer on a chair, you want to sit on the chair, you take away the hammer, you sit on the chair. Aleph. Another example is, let's say, this object, the klishim matter iser, is blocking you from getting to something. But you're not going to use it. For example, you have a hammer blocking a sefer. You want to take away the hammer to take the sefer out over here. So even though you're not using the makom per se, but you're using it to take something out over here, coming to a place, can say that's also nifl get it, tzarech mekoymoy. Tzarech mekoymoy means whether to sit in the place, but tzarech mekoymoy means to get something that's in the place over there, also tzarech mekoymoy. Let's say something's not being blocked physically, but still there's a baya being mishtamish in this room. And you can help with the klisha machla iser. For example, you have a case of tefillin in the room, and you cannot call the tefillin, you want to do tashmish. So the person right now have a heter on the tzad of tefillin klisha machla iser, which will get to machlokes and sif dalet. A lot of places call tefillin klisha machla iser. Do you have a right to take tefillin out of the room to go use the room? I mean, physically, the room is possible to be used, but you're not allowed to. It's not a locha shiboy. The person has a right to move the tefillin, because that's called tzarech mekoymoy. It's not being free you to use the room. So again the Yam Yisachar, he has come from the Shagas Aryeh. He said, that's called tzarech mekoymoy. Anything that's being free you, that's bothering you over here, nichle get out tzarech mekoymoy. No, that's going soon on the Kli. Everyone agrees that. You need a mokum, the place over here. It's being my fear of this mokum. Building upon this, Ke'inza, what happened? Something's my fear you? Bothering you. And you want to take this Kli Shemata Isra away. For example, let's take a fan. Mavucham on the Choynim is a fan Kli Shemata Le'eter or Kli Shemata Le'eser. Let's go on the side of this Kli Shemata Le'eser. So the fan's blowing over there and you want to blow upon you. You can turn it towards you. Shmak, that's Tzarech Gufoy. But now it's too cold, you don't like it, you want to take it away from you. It's bothering you. Is that Tzarech Mekoymoy? I can sit here, it can blow me, it can bother me. Do I have a right to turn it away, to take it away over here? Another case, a cell phone. Now first, what is a cell phone? To say it's Chesaron Kis, very hard to hear today, the way I would use it over here. Maybe the iPhone 13, which looks like Masmios. But let's say otherwise, all other cases are the Chura people carry it all the time with us. And therefore, the Chura is not the Chlaget of Sarkis. So what is a cell phone over here? So numerous years ago, I heard of Reuben give a share in Kilis Mantara Friday night. And he says, Pashtis, a phone is made either to play games or to make phone calls. So the Iker is for the Isser Shiboy. There is Heter, it has an alarm clock to it. Sometimes I don't even have time on the outside, it might be on. But they also they had to have an alarm clock. So I'll be sorry to Kli Shemach Le'isser. However, here's Mamshech Le'shir. It says you cannot use a cell phone at all, even for an alarm. Also Gomer. It's Uvdin Nechol. It's compared to Gdolin and Klai Yisrael. It's compared to the Sugya of using an umbrella on Shabbos, using a bike. And so just like those cases are also, Kol Shkain to use a cell phone on Shabbos for alarm is also gomer. Now, I've been going to the Shia for about 15, 20 years, here and there. People always hack in between. Always pipe up. This year, I think, was the most yelling and screaming going on. And the Lav Chashuvim over there. And he was trying to defend himself. And he kept saying, listen, if an umbrella is ulcer, a bike is ulcer, Kolschkein. So they said, listen, you can't explain why bike is ulcer, you can't explain why umbrella is ulcer. But it's going back and forth. He says, Vada, the Paiskim holds the appearance of Gedela, Vada's no heter, even want to wake up for davening, Shabbos morning, Makar Mitzvah, there is no heter. Afterwards, came out on Shabbos, Chalabeis, Chalagimel, the Sugi of Mukso. And he writes over there to go use it. He calls it Shmuel Orbach. The Pirtz Gedoilo, compares it to an umbrella in case of a bike. Kloshkin over here. As brought down also to Shmuel Sitzchok and Chalak Yud Beis. The Esel B'Yashiv, Zilzal Shabbos. You cannot use a cell phone on Shabbos. Also, Gomer for even things that are heter. Now, I'm not going to come along to argue. But if you want the Shmuel Shabbos, Chosei, the new prince writes, a cell phone, it's Mutzar Gufa Mekaymai. Bezriel Orbach, Mike says, Mike says, no problem. Rav Shtubach said also that a B'dat's no problem. Shalom Yonison, Luach HaMukzah says, no Shailo. And Kashimati Numus, Talmid Chom and Mariro, when in the Shira afterwards, they don't understand who in the world to compare the two sugyas, from an umbrella to a bike, to the case of a phone. And the simple, as a Rubenstein Orp, Ape Pashas, is a Klishim after Isser, that will have the Hetetzar Gufa Mekaymai. Now, there is a side question they discuss, especially in the older phones. When you move a place to place, there are bars there that might change. And therefore, do you have a question over here? It's on either Sugya of Chesev or the Sugya of Chashmal. So there's a Sefer Torah Chaim by Rabbi Daniel Travis. He said he spoke to Bezriel Orbach and to Hazal Nechem Egobog Zatzal. They said over, first of all, Pasha is not a psych ratio. Whether in the gate of Chesev or Chashmal, even is a psik ratio, it's lo nichle, it's not the way of doing ksiva, it's kala achayan, case of gromo, a sugya misasek, and even they say, inside the bars, the mice don't worry about. When they get to our sugya, on the tzad now, I think is mumu kubab is manazeh, that cell phones are klish shumak l'isser. That's what you relate to it, the mutas are guvay and makaymai. You want to use your alarm on Shabbos. Now, to use it as alarm per se, you have nochle sugya, lash moskarl. You hear the ringing outside your house, maybe even outside your room. The question of Shmuel is called, what to be Mokka Mitzvah or not? But Moshe asks it, others want me to make it. Therefore, for Mokka Mitzvah, Mavucha. Myself, what numerous people do, I personally do, I use my cell phone, I put it on vibrator. Vibrates and only hear it inside the room. There's no shell of a Shmuel's curl. So I put it on for davening, Shabbos morning, I hear it, it wakes me up. Now it's going to go on for the next 5-10 minutes, vibrating. My wife wants to sleep. Do I have a head to take it out of the room? I'll tzarech mekoymai. When it's a meat to bring to the room, it's tzarech gufoy. Take it out of the room, it's bothering, she can sleep, she can be there. But something that's bothering you is that nichle geder, it's tzarech mekoymai. Taking away from that means a fan blowing in you, is that tzarech mekoymai? Something's ringing, is that tzarech mekoymai? Something is bothering you over here. Yeah. Don't know why not. Now, the answer question to Amosha, negate the case over here of moving a fan. He says, you're allowed to move it away, the fan is blowing upon you. Why is Tzarech Gufoy? Tzarech Gufoy. Does say Mekoymer, right, correct. Now, one way of saying, the Shalom Yenison, when he quotes over Amosha, he says, when it says Tzarech Gufoy, it means Lapdafka, it means Tzarech Mekoymer. Varaya, Amosha discusses moving a lamp on Shabbos. Now, the Mavuch among the Achoinim, can you move a lamp that's even by Moshe's times incandescent that had ash there? Moshe's shita is that you have no problem moving a lamp on Shabbos. Mig Olam and Maisa was not like a Moshe. But Tzad according to Moshe, he says, you want to move it away because it bothered you. He said, Nichol get it, Tzarech Mekaymai. So Moshe calls the words of moving something away that bothered you, it's Tzarech Mekaymai. Shlom Zalman goes this way. Lois Nosson, Rav Bosner, Rav Asafarim, Rav Shtobach, Shmir Shabbos, and most Svarim, over 20 different Svarim go, there's something that bothers you, just like you want to take the tefillin out, that you want to take out of the room, because you need the room, it's bothering you. If I took it a step further, something's blowing upon you, or a alarm over here, that's bothering you, it's also nichl negeder of Tzarech Mekaymai.
Can I take it out?
Agam? Yes. Ish take Gufay, Daf Yom recently.
Okay, your brother.
Even when out that, yes. But Agam, though those disagree, the Be'er Moshe has a true Nechelaches. He says, Soich Soich, it's not helping you in any Mokum over here. We're just Tamsin the Mokum. By taking away a hammer from a chair because you want to sit in the place. Take away from the window because you want to open up the window is coming to use the place. Here, the place is usable. It's bothering you. Who said bothering you can definitely get it so kindly? And therefore, Bar Moshim, Nasha Klein, the mice they want to argue and say, yeah, have no heter when things are bothering you to have found a way to take an alarm out of you. Mice and most boys can come along and say, yeah, nichol to get it tzarech mekaymi. Interesting case, building upon this idea over here. How do you find tzarech mekaymi? Someone came over to me once on Shabbos, and he said he has a cell phone inside the sink. Now, the cell phone inside the sink, klishmat iser. The question is, do you have a head to move it out? Because tzarech mekaymi, because you want to wash your hands. You want to wash your hands? You analyze it. Technically, every person can take a cup and wash their hands there. There's no problem. There's nothing bothering him from washing the hands. So what's happening when he washes his hands? It's going on the cell phone. The cell phone will get ruined. Oh, I'm not going to use the sink. So why are you taking the phone away? Because you don't want the phone to get ruined if you use the sink. So the question is that mechamel itself? Because it's not stopping you from washing your hands. You can't wash the hands. You take away off mechamel itself, the phone should not get ruined. Or no, because at the end of the day, I'm not going to use the sink because the cell phone is there. So therefore, why am I taking away? Because I need to use a sink that's called tzarech mekaymi. So basically, you have a cell phone inside your sink and you want to wash your hands. How do you look at that? Is that tzarech mekaymi? Because I'm not going to use a sink? Or no, 100% I can use a sink. Nothing's stopping me from using the sink. If you use a sink, the phone will break. The phone will break, that's mechamel itself. So how do you look at such a situation where any kli chashmal inside your sink, is that it?
If you have books on the chair, why can't you sit down?
No, because you can't sit on it. It bothers you. No, that the sitting itself is a problem. Here the washing is 100% the same. The washing is 100% the same. That the tzal is, the phone gets ruined. Oh, that's mechamel itself. So I think what I have to do is people to chavur it. It's a question that most people 100%. Half is one way, half another way. Usually the chavurus were arguing both sides over here.
Besafik.
Yeah, there are people besafik, and actually I found some chavurus that did agree. Echnami, not most, come on, not.
You have a break
phone on Shabbos? Break a phone?
Yeah.
In the case of a grandma, yeah. Can do a mitzvah, washing hands. Void is in Miskavin, it's not secretion, not for sure, break your phone over here. So, if it's not a secret, breaking the phone, I don't think that's a problem. It's not secretion, it's a case of Grom Mokum Mitzvah. Again, it's still a Grom Mokum Mitzvah. I don't think it's secretion, it's still not secretion. I want to wash my hands. So, we'll get that also. Again, let's say you have one sink over here. So, we're still learning the Sugya Mukhsh the Chavura over 20 years ago. This is one of the questions that come out, no one spoke about. I don't think anyone spoke about. But since then, I found over 10, 15 different forums discussed this question over here. How exactly to look upon it? It's a great Shikhal to ask question. How to define it? My this, the Gamadi Adachla, is a question from Chan Knievsky. Said, Mr. Thomas Motor, definitely get a Tzarek, the Kremlin. Because at the end of the day, it's called Soy. The mice, a person is not going to use the law. That's not a get a Tzarek, the Kremlin. Therefore, the Chuvah Magedis Elio, Chelik Gimel, Mishnah Seyosif Chelik Zayin, the Rashi Vachakart in Chelik A, Mar Klin Chelik Gimel, Sugas Chaim, and they want to compare it to the Sugya that what's bothering you over here, just like the film is bothering you over here, just like a fan's bothering you over here, it's not the Sefer. And just like the certain things are bothering you, I'm just in the category of Tzarek Mekaymai, here also, it's bothering me over here, I cannot use a sink over here. They want to extrapolate from the idea of moving a fan away. It's not in the category of Tzarek Mekaymai. Also, to move the phone away is also nothing to get of Tzarek Mekaymai. Again, I see this as a Sefer Asher Chon, the Chilik Gimel is Machmer. The Menachem Mukhs, he might say, wants to be Machmer. What do you mean? I can use a sink? 100%. What's the Shiloh? Elamite, nothing to get of Mechamel and Selavir. That's good Shiloh. In this question, I see the truth is discussed. Well, let's analyze it if you have a second sink. What's the Shiloh? We spoke out by the Mishnah Berurah over here that says, by Tzarech Gufay, you have a choice of using a hammer or a nutcracker, the bolt in front of you. You have to use the Kli Het over the Kli Yisr. Do you say the same thing by Tzarech Mekaymai? The same Shiloh. You have a hammer and a chair. I don't want to sit down in this chair. Put another chair over here. Go sit in that chair. Do you say the only time I'm allowed to get a hammer off the chair to sit in the chair is when I have only one chair? We have two chairs, so I say, no, go sit in the other chair. The only time we have the question over here by the cell phone and the sink, you know what? I won't use the sink. I always use the sink. You have another sink in the house. Go use the other sink. Then you have a heter. Otherwise, you won't have a heter. Do you say the chumah of Mishnah Berurah a tzarech gufay who dim tzarech mekaymai? So the svarah chitzayna is that we know by now. Rashi says in the sugya Beis Yosef brings it down by Chazon Kiss and other places that there's something of a machmor by tzarech gufay close gain tzarech mekaymai. If so, but tzarech gufay we have a choice of isra or heter. The look is we have to use heter. Close gain tzarech mekaymai. For that choice of using isra or heter, avada use the case of the heter. Therefore, Rabbi Nilman Zilber, and Avosan, and the Chodeshoni, and the Shalmei Yudah, and the Machzal Yor, or Fad, or Choshavis, and Nubis Pais from Maisa Machmer. So he just said, Betzach Gufay, again, Mishmur did not say, Betzach Mekaymai, Kolosh Kein Tzach Mekaymai. The cash is, Sif Yudalid, and Sif Tazayin. Well, that, those two cases of the Chorah are steered to this site. Sif Yudalid is a case where you have a shoe that's on top of a tfos, or emos over here, that's machlokes in the Gemara between laws and the chomim have a right to be shemitted. We pass it like a chomim that a person has a right to be shemitted to mnal from the tfos. You have a shoe on top of a shoe on. You have a right. Why? In the case of the tfos is a kli over here. Now the chomim point out the words of the Shulchan Aruch. It's a min al chodesh. It's a new shoe that's very tight over here. Why? Come and go tell you have a right even to metaltel the tfos itself, not take the shoe off, but take the tfos off. More to why? Because why are you taking the tfos off? Gitzarech mekaymai to put your foot inside the shoe over here. So the klisha makla is to the defos. They have a right to take off gitzarech mekaymai. Now first, practically, the case over here is a shoe with a shoehorn. Now in those days, those shoehorns are made to stretch out the leather to make the shoe. A lot of people in their own houses has a case of a shoehorn. My father has a shoehorn. Now, the shoe tree. You have a shoe tree over here as a block of wood. What they're doing, when they take off the shoe, they put the block of wood inside, and it keeps the form. It's not stretching the leather, it's not doing ma'abed, it's not coming to do anything, unless you go in the rain, and it ruins the shoe, it's coming to make the form. Then the bayan Shabbos, it's a tikkun, ma'abed. Otherwise, usually in our houses, our shoe trees, ma'iso are not mukso. That means the gamet sent in shoe trees that klishon ma'afel iser, come to make the shoe over here. The ones that we standardly have in our house today, ma'iso are not mukso, klishon ma'afel heter. Now this case over here, we're taking out this shoe tree kutzarech mekaymai. Now we're taking out the shoe, or we're taking out the tefos.
You want to fix it because it's creasing?
No, I said in our shoe, if you want to fix it, it'll be, if they're coming to fix it, you have a bayak into the Shabbos. But still, most shoe trees, I think, are not that way. You take them off; they're usually still good. You don't want them to get shriveled or shrink or get bad. Then if you put the shoe tree inside, so it's a klishon ma'afel beklolius usually. Now, when can a person take out this tefos? Says it has, whether this tefos, the shoe tree, is whether it's chodzik or rafoi, still a person has a right to take out this tefos. Whether it's tight, whether it's loose, a person has a right to take it out. Put down the taz by the Toys of Shabbos, by the Prima Godim, Machzal Shekel, the Graz, the Chayodim, Baruch HaShulchan, and others. Before the Taz, it's a Bach, we'll show you Yontif over here. Coming with Shabu, and he brings down the Taz, it says a person has a right to take out the Tfus, move the Klishim off the Isser, whether it's tight, whether it's loose. He brings down the El Rabbis Mefakfek, up the Drusha, or at least the Drusha Wampshat over here. It says, why metal the Tfus, why move the Klishim off the Isser, the person can be Meshamet, Minol, can take off the shoe over here. Maisa, it's the only case that's too awful. Why in the world should a person ever take off the tefos, the kli iser? The case is rafoi. The look is take off the case over here of the shoe. Maisi ends up makom kosher in lahachmer. A little bit hard over here, don't worry. Still move the kli shemak le iser. So Roy Pleiskim say it's rafoi. You can take off the shoe, no problem. Take off the tefos, move the kli shemak le iser. The El Rav is mefakfek. Maisi is a little bit hard, don't worry about it. If you analyze it, what is that? You have a shoe that's a kli heter. Kli heter. You have a case of a tfos kli iser. Most achronim are saying the loch is, you can move the kli iser tzarech mekaymai. Why? Move the why move the kli iser for her? Move the kli heter over here. Says the Be'er Moshe. Ein chlami. Noch right against the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim says he wants to be right from the Sugya Makleis. But in a case of kli, by tzarech gufoi. to be machmer. He says if it's tzar gufay kolsh kain tzar from a koyli. Maisim have arrived in the case of sifri dals in the ben moishal. But the case of the fullest halach is not that way. The command all the pesukim say the halach is not that way. The halach is that person has the right to go move the kliyos over here.
Same with
the
kol, just whether you add a shiur or not. It's the same with
kol.
It's not like we're going to using different
kaili. That's true, but again, it's tzarech mekoymoi, and says a taz, it's rafoi, and move the kliyaser.
The rabbi says it's better to do other shiur.
He's mefakvik, and kosher yeah. Ain't lachmer. That means most pais go one way. Most pais are saying not to see sight. El rabbi is, let's clarify why that's so, and don't worry that much. Says mishabru. I understand the chilukri is saying, but that's again still. That's, maybe say that later on. We'll say that in 10 minutes.
Does but, it make a difference if you have other shoes or not? It doesn't say it makes a difference.
No, that's no.
So you see that even if you have another shoe that you can wear, I want to wear this shoe. It's a mitzvah. So you see the tzomah of my mind.
That's, maybe we can say that as another raya. I'm not sure that we're discussing we have another shoe over here, because those days we were as rich wearing other shoes. I'm not clear. But Maisa, it's very clear that we have the Kliyas and the Kliyater. The Taz over here saying you have a right to move the Kliyas, so even though it's wrong for you. Don't know?
Yeah.
Don't know? Did you look it up? Do you see what he said?
No.
Don't know?
Couldn't it be that
there's
two svaras? Is that
there's
a difference between
Kaima and Kufa?
There's two svaras. There's a
svara. Maybe we'll get to your svaras. Well, I think I know what you're saying. We'll get to your svaras. It's a good chalak. It's a great question. What you're saying? I think everyone's speaking out during Gazan. Now, first, just to answer this, someone Taino, Yishlo Chalak, that Bishloim, on the case you have a choice of Kli Yeser, Kli Heter, use the Kli Heter and don't touch the Kli Yeser. Over here, when a person takes a shoe off the shoehorn moves a little bit. It's tilted on that side. So the question over here said the Shemir Shabbos, Kolchosa, and the Shalmini said, Bitzker Chuvas, they want to answer. By taking the shoe off, either you do a tilted on that side, you take the Kli Yisr, the Tfus out, to do tilted Ligamri. So you can be tilted either way the Tfus. It's tilted on that side, or tilted Ligamri. And that is why most people can say, if you're tilted the Tfus anyway, question how to tilted the Tfus, don't worry about it. Then Echanami, take the Kliyasa over the Kliyater. They have a choice not to metaltal. That's take the Heter over the Eser. Maisa says Megillah Sefer, Dorech Godel, a Tiltum that Sad is Loish Shmei Tiltal. Tiltal Gami Shmei Tiltal. Why to compare the two sugars over here? Fine. Maybe it's that's good with Machlug is Tazir Sel Yab over here. But how do you look at the case of Tiltum that Sad? But let's take another sugyo. Sifta Zayin. Seems to be come out the same thing. We have the case of a kono that's inside the choluk. You have a shirt over here with a bar inside. And Shulchan Aruch speaks out two cases. If the bar is a stama piece of wood, eights over here, muktamak maskufay, then he says only take off the choluk, only take off the shirt. But let's say the bar over here is a klishim lak leisser. The economy, a person has a right to take off the bar. Why? Because he's in the mukum to put your hands inside the shirt. Speaks out the Mr. Brewer. A guy, a person can remove over here the shirt and not metaltal at all the kono. Not metaltal at all. Not tiltum that side. You can take the shirt off, not metaltal at all the kono. Says the El Rabbi, is calling to Mechavati and Sifu Dal and Sifu Dazayin. Still, the person has a right by Kli Shemai V'Isser to take, move the Isser and not the shirt. Why? Move the Heter and don't move the Isser. A person should come along and say, you know what, I'm going to move the shirt. And not move the kono, which is a cliche black to Isser. Says about Moshe, Nachaya. Chavetz Chaim is wrong, he's incorrect. And therefore, again, by Tzarek Gufay, he comes with the Moshe, he says he's wrong. Tzarek Gufay, we have Sif Yidal, Sif Dazayin. Says, even Tzarek Gufay, you have a choice of a hammer or nutcracker, go use a hammer. Again, Dan Fisher goes like the Bar Moshe, you'd be Omer or Yitzchak Gilasev, they pass him by Tzarek Gufay, that's not true.
Why, but the mere fact that he's using the kono, it's the Yachad is clear.
That's a summer question to sugyo, but that's that one. The Chabad is very clear, not that way. Summer question, great question. Now, Chura, there are a way to answer this question. There are bigger three mahalchim over here. There are those who say Mishmu is machmer by Gufay, those who are machmer by Mekoymoy. It's a kolshke, numas afreinim. Those who argue fully in the Mishnah Berurah and say if you make him Mekoymoy, Yidal Tazayin, you make him Gufay. Those who want mechalking the case of Gufay versus the case of Mekoymoy. Is a difference. What's the svar to mechalik? By Gufay, what do you want? You want a crack or not? You have two ways of cracking a nut. You have a hammer, you have a nutcracker. Two ways. At the end of the day, what happens? If you use a hammer, you get your otzim. Use a nutcracker, you get your otzim. Either way, you get your otzim. So use a head to open the answer. You have a case of a hammer on a chair. Tzarech mekayim on you. I want to sit here. You know what? Sit over there. I want to sit here. But there's another chair over here. I want to use this thing where the cell phone is. That's what I always do. No, use that one. You're not getting what you want. Matt, come over to Simcha Bonim. He wants a machalik. He speaks out the Svara. But also Shmuel Orbach and Orkha Shabbos. The one machalik say, by Tzarech mekayim on you, there's a reason to, a person has a right to make all, I want to do this, and I'm not getting what I want. I want to use this, we'll get to that. I want to use over here the sink, I want to use a chair. I'm telling you, use the other sink, use the other chair. So only time to be machmir is a case of by gufay, not a case of mekoymi. L'chura, there are a couple of questions that is on this malach, which everyone's over here jumping upon. Now, first of all, we can always switch the idea over here around. That means, let's say in a case of Tzarech Gufoy, they want dafka that. You know, I want to use a hammer to crack the nuts because it's sticky to use the hammer. It's sticky. Take a hammer and smash it down. Okay, I don't want to use a nutcracker. Is that not going to be the Mishnah Berurah, but use a nutcracker? I don't get my rotzen. I want to use the hammer. That's part of the shtickle there. So the Mishnah Berurah is not machalic, do I use a nutcracker? Or if I care. A case over here that I want Tzarech Mekayimai. You know what? I want to get a sitter. The habit's blocking it. You know what? There's another sitter over here. A different sitter. So I got my rotzen. Got a sitter. So I can have Tzarech Mekayimai and they got my rotzen over here. Taking even a step further over here. The cases are coming from Sifka down Sifka Zion. You can ask upon this mahalach over here. What's the case over here? My rotzen is, I want the place where the shoe is. My rotzen is, I want the place where the shirt is. At the end of the day, either thing I move, I get my rotzen. It's not like a chair, I want this place, I got a different place. So I see from Simcha Bonim is this question upon himself. And he says some words, I don't know how he answers it. I read it over and over, I don't see how he answers it. And I look at my Simcha Bonim passing this way. It's our gufay, machma like the Mishnah Berurah, not Tzarech Mekayimai, Sifri Dal Sifri Zayin. And when Omen Yitaz, somehow he makes this chiluk over here, Tzarech Gufay with Tzarech Mekayimai. And I don't understand, the mamish, the case over here of a kono, the case of a choluk, is that either thing I move, I get my rotzen. So if so, why in the world is Sifta Zayin, the person over here coming to move the kono as a klisha of Isser, move the shirt over here? Why does the person have a chiv to move the shirt? You have two things in front of you. Mishnah Berurah says it won't move one without the other, so move the shirt. Kashu. The Maiso, among the Svarim. Some say, Ta'aseh Gufay Emma Kremli. Some make them both. And some say, Machalk between one and the other. Let them think about it. Now, what you say over here, the case of Tzarech Gufay and Tzarech Mekayimai and Mecham Letzel. Two things, Tzarech Gufay Mekayimai is Mutter, Mecham Letzel Maisa is Ulcer. What happened is none of them. It's not Tzarech Gufay Mekayimai, so it won't be Mutter. It's not Mecham Letzel, it won't be Ulcer. So, first, what defines Mecham Letzel? So we have this Issur Mecham Letzel, the Gemara speaks out on Daf Kuf of Dalet. And the Mechab brings down two cases. Either case of, is going to get ruined in the sun. That's Gemar Kuf of Dalam and Aleph. And we have Gemar Kuf of Dalam and Beis, a case of Yifed of Gneva of Hezek. And the Gemar says, either case, Nichol get a Mecham Letzel. You want to save this object. The Locha is it's also to move on Shabbos. Why is it also to move on Shabbos? The way the Me'iri, the Shalom, the Me'iri says, also to move on Shabbos, why is it Shloy Letzer Shabbos? Why are you moving it for? You want to use it after Shabbos? That's the Lashon, the Goyin, the Archa Shulchan, is Shloy Letzer Shabbos. Or the Lashon Shita Ran, the ritual is Nichol and Gedav Gzer Zaytzal. What Shlomo Zalman says is a tzir if you might come to use it, but Isser. If you cannot move a Klish Shemak Isser, Mecham Letzel. If so, practically, let's say you have a hammer in the street and you want to move it and you don't want someone to go steal it, what are the Aitzes? I said, what to go do practically? You have something in the street and you're afraid someone goes steal it. What to go do? So one Aitzel, Mishwim Gzan Sukon Yu Gimel. Tilt the gufoy to kick it, no problem. Pick the pasuk, no. Moving any muktzah but gufoy is no problem. So if you could kick the hammer, fine. Sometimes you have steps there. Sometimes it might be a phone to kick. It won't be that possible. You won't have this eitzah. What's the second eitzah? What to go do? So there's a Mishnah Berurah, the pasuk of Yepi Megodim. Now we can kivager. It's gossip negate to metatul to a goy. There's a klal out there, the Mishmur Paskins, that any klishim life is that mutter tzar gufay umakaymay, but Yisrael, by a goy is mutter mecham letzel. We'll have to get the sugya sim reisha involved. You have a hammer in the street, you tell a goy, you pick it up and put it inside. Anything that a yid can do make tzar guf mekaymay, it's a shaykh by yid tzar guf mekaymay, you can tell a goy to pick it up mecham letzel, no problem. Let's say you're zeichet to be in certain neighborhoods that have this issue, they can't find a Shabbos guy. Then what do you do? What's the eitzel? So we'll get, there's a third eitzel we'll get to Bezer Hashem soon. So you get a kick of the tinuk. The loch is, we say it's certainly by a case of a mace. Mavucha among the Achreinim, the Rosh and others, we shine them. We say by all cases of mukso. Mishruah paskin api the graz. Mokma hef simu, but you have a right to be stemming upon it. Also, by kick of tinuk, that means you have a phone in the street. Hef simu, you want to put a piece of bread on top of it and move it, you'll have a heter. Fine. That's the third eitzel. A fourth eitzel, what are you going to do with this hammer? With the Mishnah being down from Magavram, the Suga of Aromo. You have this hammer in the street, you want to save it for after Shabbos, banging nails. But know what? Let's decide in Shabbos, you know what? I have nuts over here. Let me crack nuts. And know what? I have no nutcracker in my house. I have no nutcracker in my house. I actually don't. And I have this hammer in the street. I want to crack nuts. What are you going to do? Says Machshav Shekel, be the Yishami. Means you're writing more in Daf Kuch of Dalit. I am Machshav Shekel with exactly where I is. Said, Aromo the Mises Mutter. Give the Chayodim, the Graz, and Kamal, the Paiskim, they say, Aromo, by Klish, Mach, listen, the Mises Mutter. That means, what's Aromo? But now I decide that I want to crack nuts, and the only way to go do that is use a hammer. No problem. Agam, the Izim, the Chaspasim, wants to disagree. Make the Paiskim go like the Mishnah Berurah.
Even if I do this
haroma,
even if I do have a nutcracker?
No, then you have a choice of a hetter, yes, you have to go take the hetter. The aroma is, yes, true, you need to crack nuts to go take the nutcracker. Now, there is a question how to define the get of aroma, how far to take the aside. I mean, the case over here of aroma, Mishabu, is a case of a hefset, Micham Letzel. What about not Mokim Hefset? Can I also do a case of aroma? So the Rosh Hashulchan speaks out black and white. The whole head of Aroma is only Mokim Hefset. The Torah Shabbos, Rabban and Seif, being done only with Mokim Hefset. The Rosh Hashabbos, before it came out, I saw his Ksav Yad. He said it's Mutter. So I wrote to him and I spoke to him also. I told him, Bukhura, this form being down only a head of Mokim Hefset. He heard me, but guess he didn't. Because then when he printed the Sefer, he wrote still Maisis Mutter, even Shloim Mokim Hefset. Not sure where he got a right to go say this Aloko, even Shloim Mokim Hefset. The home of Kor. The Pesach meeting, some of them speak out clearly, only have a heter mokum hefset. Void. The case that we have a realm is by tzarech gufay. What about tzarech mekaymay? Do you also have a heter of hefset? You know what? There's a ham over here. I want to bring it inside not to get ruined. I'm going to sit down over here. I pick it up. Oh, it's in my hand. Lachan tzif gimel is. Once my hand, I can put it wherever I want. So do you have a heter by tzarech mekaymay? Speaks out the Pirim Godim on the Magar Ram. Who are din? No chiluk. If it's tzarech gufay, you have a heter. Who didn't serve Mekaymai? Except again, you have to know the klal. I say I want to sit down over here. Well, if you have another place to sit down, do you have this heter? Back to the question before, how do you pass the malocha of the Mishabuah by case of serve Mekaymai? So again, to tell how do you move a case of a klishmak for Isser when you stuck with Mechal Matzel, either tilt of a gufay, or case of a goy, or case of a kicker of a tenek mahasibarubo, or case of aroma. Now this is the case of mecham letzel. Let's say it's not mecham letzel, not tzarech gufay, not tzarech mekaymai. For example, you have a hammer on the table, it's not Shabbos stick. Now, do I want the mokim? I don't care. It'll be safe today, I'll be fine. It'll be sure today, I'll be fine. The reason I'm moving the hammer from a place is not Shabbos stick. So, what is that? It's not mecham gufay, it's not mekaymai. It's not mecham letzel. Can I move it? On my counter is an empty pot. Empty pot, please shmach the Isser. I want to move it. Why? It's just not nice. Not Shabbos stick. They have a right to go move it. How do you look at things that are not nichol in these three categories over here? Do you say it's also to move or motor to move? And not that's mokum. Again, I don't care that. Again, I don't care if the place is being used by a safer. I don't care what's there. This thing I don't want. Not that I want the mokum.
Okay, if I have a cushion on the chair, I also don't care if it's there, as long as it's not the phone.
No.
I don't want this here.
Sorry?
I want this with
mukum. I'm sorry? Wait, I'm asking, that's the question. Something that bothers me, not Shabbos stick. So let's analyze it. Let's take two sides over here. Now, the tzad over here to be machmer, the couple of to be machmer. Number one, maybe the oil saw the salu in the sugar klisha mach leheter. Over there, the halacha is going to paskin bleat tzar klal is ulcer. Why is it ulcer for? So the Ran is going to come along and say, the Gemara says a tiru, v'chazu v'tiru, v'chazu v'tiru, whatever will matter, that's mutter. And when we don't matter, that's ulcer. We're not matter, bleat tzar klal. So if we're not matter, bleat tzar klal, so the question here is, we need a heter. We have a heter tzar kufay. We have a heter tzar mekaymay. We don't have a heter because you know what? It's not Shabbos stick. We need a heter over here. The Ran says we need a heter. Aleph. Second is, we halacha discussed on Sif Dalet that once the belief tzar klal cannot move things, how do you move an empty pot? He asks this question, an empty pot on the counter, how do I move it? It bothers me. So you know why? He says we have a sugar of grapshuri. It's disgusting. It's inimus, lack of pleasantry. I'm moving because you have a head to graf shuri. Otherwise, the fact is not nice, not Shabbosic. He does not say that. So the head to graf shuri. I got my watson to move it. That's not enough of a head to. I'm going to take it a step further. You have the fact that something bothers me. You know what? If my phone is in the sun, it's a 500 shekel phone over here, and I can't move it, mecham l'tzel, and it's going to get destroyed. It's going to really bother you on Shabbos. It's staring me. My phone's getting destroyed over here. It's bothering me. So let me move it, because it's staring me. It's staring me, take it into account. It's not nice to have a hammer on the table. It bothers me. It's bothering me, the fact over here, that I have a hammer, says the Baron Moshe, Debitzino. I have this phone in the sun over here. It's bothering me. Elamai, we don't take your emotion into account. We look at it, mechamma tzel, or it's a gubin koimoy. But really, I don't take into account of it. And therefore, for this reason, I'm getting cut off my father on time limit, so. And if I listen. So, the Maisa, for this reason, for these three reasons, come with Debatina, come with Moshe, the Isthmus question. You have a pen on the table, you want to move Mitzvah Sugi of Kovat Shabbos, not Shabbos stick. He says, what do you mean? Leave it on the table. That's good with Kovat Shabbos. But Moshe has a tshuva over here in Chelechet, and he says, Choshud uboru, it's osir. Ishmael Shabbat Choshud, he says, it's also here. The Chodeshoni asks it, Rav Shumach asks it, the Cheskeroth asks it, Banner asks it, or Choshabbat says, osir. So if one wants to go this way, they want the Maisa asks it. Maisa, they want to ask it. Avtana Sheni, Tana Sheni, this was Fakert. You can analyze it. What's the Chilmish Tzar Guf Mekarmai versus Mecham Ratzel? The simple understanding is, one means Tzad the Chefzo, one means Tzad the Gavro. Well, if it comes to save the chepto, that's mecham l'tzel. What means that me? I need the makom. I need the chepto over here. So it bothers me. If so, that's the chel together. So I Google mekomi. It means that me. It bothers me. So I want to take this hammer off the table over here. That's aleph. Second, said the Falk, we mentioned before from the Rishonim. Why is there a iser mecham l'tzel? Says the Shlomo, the Meiri, the Meiris. You know why? Because it's not the Tzarek Shabbos. This is. It's not the Tzarek Shabbos. Says Aruch HaShulchan, no way, it's not the Tzarek Shabbos. I'm doing it because it's not Shabbos. It's Mamash the Tzarek Shabbos over here. The Eid, we mentioned before, that moving a fan because it bothers me is fine. To move along because it bothers me is fine. So I'm moving this thing, why? Because it bothers me. What's the difference if the Chusha bothers me, the wind's blowing upon me, or whether it's ringing in my ear, or my eye sees it? Of this Chush or that Chush? It bothers me. My free life, Tzarek Mekaymoy. It bothers me. They can get the Zarek Mekaymoy. And for this reason, the Kwan Saleh and the Arlatian and the Sharmer and the Nemetzel and the Yitzchak and the Falk and the Shuvabat, my stay won't be Mekel. A body that's Nichol and Gedev can ain't Zarek Mekaymoy. Now, myself, if so, what do you go do? Simple one, brings down this question over here. He has 4 verse 4. I think he has 10 verse 12. What of the numbers over here is? So I don't like chaffering me. Yeah, machlokes. So I've done all the first chabura. Everything works today. Over here. So my works today. Simple. Everything's motor. Now, the Aruch Shabbos, when he gives a shiur about muksa, he starts with this question. You tell me muksa is done all the kula. You can throw out the whole day shulchan aruch. Everything my son is motor. And then somehow he has a text. So everything is also fine. But my son, no, he has a great question over here. What's going on over here? Do we have this klal that a person says done all the kula? So first, to really paskin something, you can't say something about the kula. You have to learn the sugya well. At the end of the day, but asking me have machlokes and echanami. But stop, because you hear she just being thrown on the Chaburah and some guy, Dora Malachim, is quoting different the streets over here. That's not enough. You learn the Sugya well. Yeah, Machloikis, fine, this is Machloikis, it's Aleph. But it's Macholi Psak, that's not only that simple. We have a look at that a person cannot do a Savda Bonal Chatchilo. Says the simple Bonal over here, when he has the Machloikis that we refer to verse 4. So, but Etzem, first of all, when they get to Muksa, we have other eights before you do this. You do a Tildu Bagufai, do a Tildu Bagufai. Why get involved with Machloikis? You do tiltum that sad, so I don't have to do tiltum that sad. I mean, you have machlokes. But sometimes you do lechatchila lekulo. Do other things first. Why get involved in machlokes? So betzim, it's not that simple to say the chal sometimes lekulo. Come then, is the klal we see from the Mishnah Berurah. I got me looking at that. That look itself in Simon Shintes, the Shartin, when he says it, and the Mishnah Berurah himself said only the mokum atzayach. Himself said only mokum atzayach. I mean, not that simple just to be mekel gleich. Let's call it a das already. Now, Lemaisa, if you analyze it really among this forum, this question of Shat Tzirachim, the Betzim, there are three cases floating around over here, and some put them all three together, you can't be Machalik. There's one case when you have something that's on the table, Lemaisa, it's Mafriyami. It bothers me over here. That's one case. You have a second case, could be it's on the table, Urchim coming, there's a Busha, embarrassment. Maybe that is Nichol Gedon Tzirachim Makarim. That means the Debatina, when he comes along to be Machmer, it says, because not Shabbos Tzik, what do you mean, so what? He's Machman Alams, he's a Mefrilo, he's not in the category. Busha, Urchim, that's Tzarech Mekaymoy. He himself wants a Machalik, that Busha is different in the case of being bothering you. Well, other people see that's Mavai issue, that's Tzarech Mekaymoy over here. Well, they say, no, it's the same exact figure, same exact Machloikis. So we have one case bothering you, you have a second case of Busha, and the you have a third case that's not Shabbistik, doesn't bother me, it's not Shabbistik. That's a different case of bothering you. Doesn't belong here, but doesn't bother me. I don't care. This doesn't belong here. Is that the same category? That means that when Israel Moshe this case, the Israel negated not being Shabbistic. When Moshe is not Shabbistic, that's Guva Shabbos. That's covered Shabbos. That Guva is covered Shabbos. But the case that bothers me, maybe Moshe will agree to be Mekel. Maybe he'll agree when Babusha agreed to be Mekel over here. What's Svart Mechalik? The story is maybe when he ascended the words of Tzarek Gufa. What's Gufa we said beforehand? Is a gufa the clear gufa shal adam. If you understand the idea of gufa shal kli, it's like the medrash seichel toiv, like the advance, like the shulchan. Now the glass chayodum mishne bura. Does nichol get it on the person? Well, it really depends. If it's not shabbistik, that's not for me. Devei chnami where Moshe come along and say to be machmer, kavod shabbos, to leave it there. If it bothers me, gufa shal adam, echnami will have a head to go move it. If you send the definition of gufa, it means gufa shal adam, you have a right to move things on Shabbos. Maybe some of the mafriya law is different in the case of Shabbos stick. And therefore, with this, maybe you can answer. When Moshe says, what right do you have to move away a fan from you that's bothering you? So Moshe is the tzor of gufa. Tzor of gufa is the shal meyesim lav dachim in tzor of mekoymai. I'll tell you what tzor of gufa. Because it bothers me. Why gufa shal adam, not gufa the kli, gufa shal adam. That means you can, the fan that's moving away, that's blowing upon you, is a gufa shal adam. Again, what Moshe says, by moving a lamp called Tzarek Mekoymoy, that's true. But you couldn't stand, that's a different case of Shabbos versus being Mafriyoloi. Take one last case over here. A very important case. It happens all the time in my parents' house. It's very negative to them. So take a case over here. Baruch Hashem, he has not just children, but his Einiklach, or children, and Ir Einiklach over here. And sometimes they get a pen in their hand. And there's a wall there. And it seems to be they go hand in hand. And they want to color on the wall. The question over here, this pen is a klish shemach l'isser. Can you take the pen out of the kid's hand? Is it tzarek gufoy? No. Tzarek mekoymoy? No. Mecham letzel? Not for the pen. Might be for the wall. Might be for my mother. But it's not for the pen. So it's nothing. Shad tzarekim. Can you physically take the pen out of the kid's hand? The marker, usually it's a marker. Can I know? That marker's over here. Can you take it out of the hand? So it says there is a question to Shlomo Zalman, reverse Ephraim. He says the mice, you can take it out of the hand. Because he's understanding Shad Zrochim, the mice is mortar. Why? It's not. You need a case of Mecham Letzel. There's not Mecham Letzel. Those who want to say Shad Zrochim or Osir, who are technically, you cannot take it out of the hand. If so, what's the Eitzo? What do you go do? Your grandkid, a great grandkid, is about to go out of the wall, and he is thinking about it. You just learned the sugya over here. So, machlokes, say, maybe she'll drop on the kula. The second eight says, what? go shake it out of his hand. Why is it? It's near. Who had nechal negedo of sorry dovah heter for the wool over here, or your wife's emotions. So therefore, for this reason over here, the chur nechal negedo to shake it out. Now sometimes it's not that simple. They're holding on tight, or it's not that easy to shake from the hands. What's another eitzel? Aroma. What aroma? You want to pick up the kid. You pick up the kid. What's going to happen? He's going to start calling on top of you. He has a mark in his hand. So you take the pen out of his hand, then you pick up the kid, and you smile at him, and he smiles back at you. Everything shalom, without shaking his hand, without getting him upset over here, you just have to pick up the kid. He has a dirty diaper, you might have an issue. But otherwise, nice, you just pick up the child over here. That's cool, the eitzah, what you can do with you have a marker in your hand. Find the Bezer Shem on Sunday, it's klishim hak leheter, the sugyo sevdalot over here. Now, on Sunday, I hope to be here not that late. Some appointments by some doctors. Bezer Shem, 4 to 10, I hope to be here. So, wherever you are, start learning, and then we'll start afterwards. Shalom.